Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, amen, praise God, to Israel and to us. The Bible said we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And I'm speaking to a lot of people out there, amen, praise God, that are saved. Amen, praise God, because we're saved by grace. That if we can understand the scriptures and trust in the word of God, all of us have sinned and come short, falling short of the glory of God. And this is why the Bible say in the book of John 3, starting at 16th verse, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of God, of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that this deed may be made manifested, that they are wrought of God, in God, praise God." Amen. Wrought in God. Amen. Praise God. "They're made manifested, that they are wrought in God." God has given us everything that we need in the earth realm in order to make it, in order to survive. Peter had asked Jesus a question about sin and how to deal with it concerning his sisters and brothers. And Jesus told him, say, you know, you can literally forgive them 70 times 7 in a day's time. That's a lot of times. That's a lot of times to forgive somebody. That means we should not hold hatred in our heart, unforgiveness, because God's Son, Jesus Christ, has died for us and died for our sins. And yes, even after his death, burial, and resurrection, and even though the blood is still flowing, we are subject to make mistakes through thoughts, through various things that occur in our lives. But because of Jesus covering us, amen, praise God, that sin is easily and constantly being literally erased from us. The Bible said there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. And that's Romans 9, and it literally speaks like this: "Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." When you're walking after the Spirit, the flesh is going to war against you, and it's going to try to cause you to do all kind of unrighteous acts, pick up a cigarette or drink a beer or anything. And I'm speaking a whole lot about these various things that the enemy causes us to do in order for us to give up. But don't give up. If you make a mistake, don't give up. And I'm not speaking because I done did something. I haven't done anything that I know of and don't plan on doing anything in the future, because I'm walking in the Spirit and for the Lord all day long, not just part of the day. I'll get up and through the weekdays I'll fix my food and read my scriptures first and fix my food and pray and just pray and read scriptures and just pray, trying to meditate upon the Word and soak in the Word, because that's my life. Amen. I gave it to him a long time ago. The enemy has tried to steal it on many occasions, but God has always stepped in, even through the things that I have done wrong. But I'm not talking about myself, but I'm talking about those that just want to give up, just don't want to go any further, because the enemy has tricked them or deceived them and caused them to mess up. And because they mess up, they think that's the end of the world. No, that's the beginning, because in the midst of the things that you are doing, is drawing you closer to God, or it should, because you're a spirit being, and because you have that relationship with God, ain't no more condemnation in you. Amen. It said, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Before I was saved, I was destined, predestined to go to hell. But when Jesus came in, it changed my whole outlook. It changed my whole demeanor about the things and the relationship and the life that I should not hold. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Every time the enemy come in and try to show you any kind of deception, anything that would cause you a mess up, amen, praise God, amen, God will bring it out. Amen, praise God. He'll bring you out of it. He'll bring you out of it.
Our time is coming real soon.
It's been a long time, but it's coming real soon. It's going to be okay, so we can't stop. Won't stop. Here's my help. Won't stop. Everything that you're going through, look for him, not a safe place for him to truth. I know it's hard, but don't stop. Don't die. It's my hell, don't die. That day comes when the period comes. Everybody don't know why. They don't know. Yeah, that's a
of God, we have a right to the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I advise you, praise God, I don't care what you're going through today. There's no condemnation. Amen. Praise God. To them that walk and not after the flesh. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I advise you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Hold on to the one that is able to prevent you from falling and present you faultless, even though we, amen, are going through a world of confusion and chaos. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A world that, amen, praise God, we cannot seem to understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Now the Bible say, amen, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if we our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Amen. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. With his stripes we are healed.
My name is
Oh,
fighting.
Ooh,
I'm not talking about the rebellious one.
Oh, no,
but the one trying to do right. I heard them all the time when they're trying to live right. Oh, saving him, you'd be better off with a millstone. Tell a lion that and drowned in the sea. You don't want to be that one.
Amen. We is the body of Christ, be it white, black, blue, brown, whatever color, race, nationality, a creed that we're in, amen, praise come from. Amen, we need to understand that we cannot make it without the Lord. We need to start worshiping and agreeing with God and doing what he say and help Israel as well as help ourselves. Christians are set aside to do the will of God. We need to be out there working. For the Bible said all we have, amen, sin, amen, there's not one of us that's not guilty of sin. And then it also say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways. That's what's killing us, amen. What we believe, what we think, what we perceive, and what the enemy, Satan, is doing. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, but he literally kept it quiet inside of him. If he had a thought anything, it would have altered our course of life today. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He literally made his grave with the wicked, with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased God to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days. Amen. And the pleasant, amen, praise God. And the pleasures of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travailing of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall many righteous servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He's right now sitting on the right-hand side of Father God, making intercession for the transgressors. Those that, amen, praise God, that have been blood washed, amen, praise God. Those that don't know him, Jesus is still on the throne, interceding for us to come in, get it together. He know that we gonna make mistakes, but he's telling us, go ahead and do the things that God has purposed, because his son Jesus is soon to come. Make no mistakes, saints. He's coming. This is a tribute to Father God and his son, Jesus Christ, Israel, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh. In a dream, a city, and this city was dark, and in the midst of it I seen people. I seen old people, I seen middle-aged people, I seen young people, I seen little small children, and even little babies, and it was dark there. And I asked God, I said, God, what is this? I said, I don't understand this here. I said, even the little children are there in hell. And he showed me, he said, those are the people that serve Satan. And he not only got them, but he got the whole generation. I'm crying out today. We need to get it together, saints. We're the chosen ones. Beautiful men and women, children and all. In hell, and there's no outlet.
We gon' get the king come, yeah. After everything that's here.